With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump reports the deaths of several Americans in the Iran war.
The president mourned the loss of American service members and said there could be more U.S. casualties in the coming weeks.
Sadly, there will likely be more. Before it ends, that's the way it is. Likely be more, but we'll do everything possible where that won't be the case.
In a video statement, he called those killed true American patriots who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. FBI Director Kash Patel says he has placed the Bureau's counterterrorism and intelligence teams on high alert as U.S. operations against Iran continue to unfold. Deadly shooting at Boston, Texas, by a man wearing pro-Islamic clothing after the attacks on Iran. It's raising concerns about possible ties to Muslim extremists here in America. And Hedya Miramati Falco of ResurrectMinistry.com says a major concern is a large number of Christians who have simply checked out of political involvement in their community.
They don't get involved in politics. They're not getting involved in the local community affairs. They don't understand that these large 200, 300-acre mosque complexes are being built in their neighborhoods. And so they are almost defenseless by virtue of their inactions. There's an effort in Kaufman County in Texas to buy a close to 4,000 total acres to build what they're calling sustainable cities. They're saying it's not going to be exclusive to Muslims, but who's going to want to live there?
She adds that it's important for Americans to understand that aspects like so-called Sharia law are not compatible with Western values, and lawmakers must wake up to the continuing encroachments on our society, especially in light of the current Iran conflict. Stock futures sharply lower on Wall Street. The Dow futures are down more than 500 points. This is SRN News. Christian Legal Group has a request for the Trump administration.
Alliance Defending Freedom has sent a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services pointing out that federal dollars are going to about 50 medical training programs that may force students to participate in abortions. ADF says, quote, no family medicine residency can tell applicants or employees that any aspect of abortion is a necessary part of the program. President Trump has vowed to end taxpayer funding of abortion across the board. Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslims around the world are being invited to make investments with a company called Musafa. Executives describe the firm as a fintech platform dedicated to Sharia-compliant investment research and Islamic finance education. Musafa has just launched its global halal investment plan, which will provide Muslim investors across 200 countries with expanded access to capital markets in the U.S. This is SRN News. The UN's nuclear monitor is meeting amid the Mideast conflict.
The meeting comes amid spiraling tensions in the Middle East after the United States and Israel targeted multiple sites across Iran, dropping massive bombs on missile sites as well as political and intelligence targets. Iran has retaliated by firing missiles at Israel as well as Arab Gulf states. Now, the International Atomic Energy Agency here in Vienna has repeatedly called for restraint, given the many nuclear assets and nuclear facilities in Iran, in order to avoid nuclear safety risks for the many people in the region.
Correspondent Stephanie Leichenstein. European natural gas futures have spiked 42%. This in the aftermath of a shutdown of a major Gulf liquid natural gas supplier. More details, SRNNews.com.